Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of TNM Bolt. We have been away for a while. Obviously, we've all been on benders, especially Statman Will. He loves them benders. But apart from that, boys, how are we? Will, go with you first. Did you enjoy your massive bender?
I'm rough, mate.
That's quality content.
I don't know what else to say. I'm rough.
Dan, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. I don't think Will's as young as he used to be. That's the problem with it.
So this is the first time, guys, we have got Murder Man Dan and we've got Statman Will and myself. So the three must-have beers are all together. So let's do this. So this podcast that hopefully we're going to start committing to at least once a week, guys, is basically I'm gonna call it kind of like the current affairs. So what's kind of going off in the world? So you know, we've got murder mysteries and football, etc., a bit of wrestling here and there. So this is gonna be our current affairs aspect of it. So basically, currently, what's going off in the UK? Because we've got a lot of international listeners. Currently, the UK is split up. Now, when I mean that with different laws, is you've got things in Scotland with Nicola Sturgeon in Holywell, I believe it's called, or Holyrood, I can't remember the parliament. But yeah, they have different legislation. So, for instance, they keep going in lockdown, censure. You know, if you want to, for instance, if you want to go into an else's house with a business, you've got to have a lateral flow test now. However, in the UK, our rules are different, relaxed. But in Scotland, it seems to, the infection rate seems to be very high, so whatever they're doing doesn't seem to be working. My question to you boys, actually, is currently, do you think, we'll start with Dan. How do you think the restrictions are currently working in the UK? Because we've got record numbers of COVID infections going higher and higher and higher. Deaths are kind of like, you know, they're still under 500. It's still quite a lot, though. Do you think we'll see measures as we did first time, or because, you know, I don't know if that will play into effect again, or do you think, you know, what do you think the way forward is?
Well, I mean, it's a tough question because there's so many different variables to take into account. Literally, like you just said, so there's the figures of deaths, which obviously are a lot lower than they were. But that's, of course, because lots of people have now been vaccinated. So people are getting COVID, they're getting ill, but less people are dying. Plus, already a lot of the elderly got culled from the first set of COVID, so they can't catch it again because, well, they're not here anymore. So, of course, there are going to be less deaths, right? Which doesn't mean COVID's going away. It's just less people are dying from it. But, like you said, the cases of people actually getting COVID is really high. So, clearly, it's not particularly working very well. The issue that I think we've got is where, you know, in what way to go forward. The country can't afford a lockdown like we did last time. It can't. You know, the economy's broke its back already. So as for where to go forward, I'll be the first person to hold my hands up and say that I haven't got an answer to that because I don't think anyone has. It's a really tough sort of. I think it's a really difficult stance for anyone to say that they can disagree with what's been done and what people are saying they're going to do unless they have some other magical solution, which I just don't think anyone does. So yeah, it's difficult to sort of to say what should happen next, but right now it's clearly not working too well because so many people are getting COVID.
Yeah, I think that the only thing we can agree is all state that what we don't want. That's the only thing that people seem to have. Yeah, you know. Well, can you see any way forward in this?
Yeah, I can.
Go on.
I could list so many solutions to the problem.
I'll tell you what. I'll start first. Well, are you pro or anti-vax?
I'm pro-vax, mate. I've had three vaccinations. You know, I don't. If somebody doesn't want a vaccination, that's fine. That's their personal opinion. You know, I don't lose sleep at night over people who don't wish to get the vaccination. Have we put an explicit warning on this, by the way?
We'll do it again in a second, but you're more than welcome to do it right now.
Yeah. So just just, I know we're 6 minutes in, there hasn't been a swear word said yet, but this is your explicit content warning. If you are under the age of 18, yeah, now's the time to look away.
Fuck for that. Do you realise how hard it was to put six sentences together without saying fuck?
Oh, Jesus, we're going to get Christ. So banned off YouTube again. It's all right. It's not a problem.
But the,
go on, Will.
The whole state of affairs at the moment is an absolute shit show. And I honestly, I couldn't give two fucks. If you want that vaccination, go and get it. If you don't, it's fine with me. I don't care.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong there. And when I say I think you're wrong, I think the government is publicly shaming people to get the vaccine. And whilst they'll go, it's because at the start, like you said, and I believe Danny's had all his vaccines. Are you pro-vax as well, Dan, I'm presuming?
So, yeah, I've had vaccines. Yeah, absolutely. I actually do take a similar stance to Will. I'm not going to shame anyone who doesn't vaccine. You know, if you don't want a fucking vaccine, then, well, don't A it, you know. I think it is your choice. You know, if you want something stuck in you, then you don't. But at the same time, then if there's going to be different legislation put in place for people who haven't had a vaccine, then so be it, because you haven't had it. You know?
Well, do you think that's the right way to go, though? Well,
no, it's not the right way to go. But I think,
because aren't we shaming people into it? We're gonna
talk about the. I'm not even going to call them a government because that's not what it fucking is at the moment. And I have got I've got a full page written out on this. But personally, I think the whole, oh, if you're not vaccinated, you can't do this, you can't do that. I mean, it is taking away, you know, human rights from people by saying you've got to do this. But on the flip side of it, these anti-vaxxers that I see all over my Facebook, they're saying, oh, you don't know what's in it, you don't know what's in that. You're the same people that are sniffing gear every single weekend.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And you don't know what that gear's been cut with. You're the ones drinking 10 pints of lager a night after you've finished a day's bricklaying. You're the ones that are having a shit, wiping your arse, and then going and making a sandwich. You know, you're looking at something that's been approved by very respected medical experts from all around the world that have said, no, this is fine, don't worry about it. But it's just that general UK problem of people don't like being told what to do. I don't know what it is about the UK, but there is a huge authority issue. If Boris Johnson in the lockdowns turned around and said, oh, don't worry about it, I want you all to go outside and carry on as normal, everybody would have stayed inside because, oh, I'm not listening to that prick. It's a fucking shit show at the moment.
Oh, we'll come around to Boris individually at the later point because we're going to do a whole segment on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. My main point in regarding of this is, whilst again, I'm going to have to strongly disagree, because when you were both saying that it's up to people's opinion, it's just aspects like that where we're going, it's your own choice, but you're a freaking idiot. You know, we are literally shaming people as a nation. And I really do think the government have got a massive part to play in that. While they are, whilst they might say, no, it's your choice, it's not their choice. They're getting care workers to say, if you're not getting the vaccine by a certain date, you will lose your job, you know, and then clapping for them beforehand, you know, saying what a great job they are, and then giving them the P45 after. They're literally getting shamed. And I think, was it yourself or Danny was obviously just said in regarding of the passport vaccines that obviously was done? You know, that is saying to people, you've got a choice, but you haven't really, have you?
Well, no, so that is a fair point, though. Do you know what? Fair play. Yeah.
I get that. I get that. But the issue I have is that when I don't ask people if they're vaccinated purely for the fact of I don't care if you are. But when people ask me if I'm vaccinated and I say, yes, I am, if they're an anti-vaxxer, they question me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, well, why? Why have you had the vaccine? I don't question you on why you haven't had it. But the problem that I have here is that, yes, you know, it should be somebody's choice. And if somebody turns around and says, oh, I don't really want the vaccine because I'm scared of needles. Yeah, that's fine. No problem. But when people are saying, oh, you don't know what's in it, yeah, I know exactly what you get up to at the weekend.
Yeah.
You, in my opinion, you have zero fucking legs to stand on.
That's not everybody, though. That's not everybody.
No, it's not. It's not. And, you know, I've got friends who turn around and say, who don't do that, and they're not out, and they're not putting drugs in the body left, right, and centre. You know, I've got friends who've declined the vaccine purely for the fact of they believe more research needs to be done on it. And when somebody answers like that, that's like, yeah, no, I completely understand that.
That, again, is a fair reason for them to have their opinion, right?
My issue doesn't lie with them. My issue lies with the conspiracy theorists and the fucking anti-vaxxers who are just brain dead. It's honestly this, you know, and this is going to sound like such a negative podcast from me, but some of the stuff that I read on the internet, on Facebook and things like that, it really makes me question how fucking stupid we are as a nation. So,
well, can I just point out?
Genuinely does. What did you
just
say?
Quickly, Will.
Yeah.
Just quickly. I'll just point out that people should not have the point of having their thoughts displayed 24 hours a day. And that is why you go on Twitter and Facebook and you see such nonsense, because anyone can type out what they're thinking at that moment. And we all have stupid thoughts. It's just them people put them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And because we have such easy access to have your thoughts, and when you're having a stupid moment, that is why you'll see ex-comedian or ex-actor, many, many examples saying ridiculous thing, you know. Look at J.K. Rowling talking about trans people. Now, if she didn't have access to Twitter or whatever, you know, her PR team would gone, definitely, even if you feel like that, why are you telling people this?
Yeah.
You know, people should not be able to share their thoughts 24 hours, 7 days a week, because you get nonsense like that, what you've just obviously stated. Now, Dan, what was you stating beforehand when I was saying that the government is basically shaming people into it? I mean, do you agree with that? Or do you just think that people are genuinely, you know, not believing in it?
You're spot on. It's happening. Absolutely. People are getting shamed left, right, and centre for not vaccine. And as you said rightly before, there is... for example, in the care sector, people losing jobs over the fact that they don't want to be vaccinated. Now, these could be people who have been in care, in the care sector for absolutely years. They could be fantastic care workers, but who don't want to be vaccinated and feel that it's their right to say fucking no. And at the end of the day, it is their right to say no. You know, they don't want this, whatever is going into their body. If they don't want it, they don't want it. And it's a tough... I'm very much on the fence with it. I know it's a really sort of easy way out, but I'm very on the fence with where I sit, because I find sitting on the fence. So because I've been vaccinated, and but if I was meeting up with, you know, someone, I wouldn't be asking them if they were vaccinated, if that makes sense. Again, I feel like it's everyone's choice. But I must admit that I think the shaming part is wrong. But I can't see a way of going forward without everyone being vaccinated, in a sense that it is going to keep spreading. So it's a tough question, isn't it, to sort of gauge what you think is right?
Yeah, no, 100%. And just for our listeners, Will's just had to pop off, guys. So it's just me and Danny quickly. Basically with this as well, I don't know if you've been keeping up with current affairs as well, Dan. We've just seen a massive, massive issue in regard of the COVID parties at Downing Street. So just for our international listeners, this is what happened. When the first lockdown wave happened, if you was caught out, you would be getting fined, essentially, for being on the street. You was only allowed out your house for half an hour. So after that, everybody was told that you're only allowed to go out for exercise and you must remain indoors. So after this, it was publicly announced by Boris Johnson that an amount of other rules, that no meeting up, you only can meet up outside. You couldn't even meet outside with a neighbour at this point. It was literally just yourself and your own little bubble. We was all given this bubble word. So after this, they announced it on TV. But prior to that, half an hour before he went on television to announce these rules, he was invited to a Downing Street garden party. And his answer so far is that he's got to wait for the investigation to have their, to have their opinion before he obviously will answer the question. I don't know about you, Dan, but if someone said to me, you know, have you been at a party or not? My answer wouldn't be, well, you've got to wait for the investigation to happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Half an hour before the announcement on the television that was seen, obviously, nationwide, he stated to everybody, you can't obviously go out. Invitation was sent. Dominic Cummings, the man of reason in this situation, replied back to all the emails saying, we're not allowed to do this. I won't be attending due to the fact of the restrictions we just about to announce on television.
Yeah.
So, however, after all this, was found out, a journalist went on to Boris and stated to him, just to let you know, we believe that you've had all these parties during, lockdown in the first wave. And he stated, look, I know you want there to be a story here. I'm just confirming there was no parties by myself or any member of the Conservative Party has not had a gathering during the Christmas period. And it found out that not just himself, but a number, we're talking double figures now, found out to have social gatherings. Do you know what I mean?
High members in the party as well. It's not like, I don't want to say nobodies because no one's a nobody. You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. These are big names in the party. These people who are well regarded, well, they should be. In the party itself, and it's just ridiculous, mate. And the fact that he's obviously said a lot, quite a lot of times now, to the point that it's going to become a meme that until the investigation's been underdone, we can't really say that there was.
That's crazy.
I mean, fuck me, what kind of fucking party was it? Do you know what I mean? Like, was Cameron there shagging pigs again? Jesus Christ. But it's got to the point that he has apologised. So if he's apologised, therefore there was something to apologise for.
Way, way ahead here, Dan. So,
sorry.
You will be. So basically, after he's announced, and we found out in regarding of that it turned out to be, like Dan's just said, front benches now. These are people with high job roles, really, really going for the country. And this is a government, by the way, so incompetent. We bought 250,000 ice cream cover aprons, couldn't be used for surgical preferences, spent over, I believe, £1,000 per unit, and they're now worth £5. That's a massive deficit. We got overcharged. It was ridiculous, seriously. However, that's a different topic altogether. So after they've announced it, he's gone to a journalist. There is no story here. I know you want there to be. It just isn't. Obviously, the journos hadn't stopped digging. They found out about multiple Conservative parties. And then it turned out that, obviously, we can't say the word lying, apparently. But, it turns out that he wasn't of knowledge, he says, about a massive party in his own garden or 10 downstream garden. I don't know how you don't see that. However, it is like you just rightfully stated beforehand, he's gone on Prime Minister's Questions today. And when I say today, obviously it's the 12th of January when we're recording this, Wednesday. So he's gone on Prime Minister's Questions stating that actually there was a social gathering at obviously 10 Downing Street. All 11, can't remember exactly where it is. I do apologise. Don't know if you know where it was, Dan.
I think it was 10. I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. So he said him and his partner went, he went downstairs, essentially, went to the garden, and there was a gathering there. He said quick hellos, did a little speech, and then they went out. So he wouldn't even say he attended. And then people just dispersed. So we wouldn't, he's trying to say it was more of a meeting or, essentially just a quick thanks for all your hard work. And he apologised for the fact of, how that could be interpreted.
Exactly. So exactly.
It's such a worm out that the man's been officially confirmed as a multiple liar. His character is beyond in question. I like the part of watching Have I Got News For You? And they were saying, when he's in trouble, he goes back as a child entertainer. And I just look at him and go, that is 100% on the nail, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't even look at him that without seeing that now. With how flustered he gets.
It's all acting.
It's uncanny. It's oh god, I don't know. He's a very smart man. He's a very smart man. But I mean, oh god, yeah, absolutely. Like his speech on the Prime Minister's question was just. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
he sort literally. Of tried to pass it off. So like, well, actually, I thought it was perhaps a work event. It's like, oh, well, okay.
What's that? Yeah. Trying to use the word anything but party.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Yes, spot on, mate. Absolutely, any word he could say to avoid the word party.
Gathering.
Yeah,
it was a social gathering with cheese and wine, so a party there. No.
Literally.
No, Chuck E. Cheese was in the corner, dressed up. But no, he was, or was that Matt Hancock? Either way, you know, but it just amazes me. This is a man, by the way, who gave top positions, guys, away. We're talking about Home Secretary, you know, Chancellor, mm-hmm. to Sajid Javid, just to end the leadership debate quicker. That's the only reason. You look at Matt Hancock, Dominic Raab, you know, they all went as Tory leader and he asked them all to drop out and he gave them all high-ranking positions. And that they're really underqualified for these positions, you know, all of them. And you can tell, you know. I mean, you look at the people who hasn't been so-called loyal to him. Jeremy Hunt, for instance, he has done the smartest thing by not getting a position on his front bench and distance himself, because it will be between Michael Gove and, you know, Jeremy Hunt. And the reason for that is because they kept away from this whole circus act. And Michael Gove can really hurt Boris. But going back to the original point before I go on sidetracked, it all started off with the journos, you know. He obviously refuted them allegations, saying there isn't a story. We've just gone through the fact of they've uncovered multiple, obviously, aspects of parties now, Dan. And also from that, he's gone on getting an invite before he is announcing these, you know, these regulations. And the reason I'm sighing is, I don't know if you saw it on Monday or Tuesday, but there was a DUP member from Northern Ireland who was literally stating, you're all having a party, whilst his mother-in-law died and he couldn't even attend the funeral. That was an emotional, passionate speech. And he couldn't keep himself together. And
it's a real testimony from him. That's just, you know, like, I mean, that's it. And that's so many people. That's something that so many people have gone through over the past, you know, 2 years or whatever, however long this thing's been about. You know, so many people relate to that because, well, actually, we had relatives die and we didn't get to go to their funeral either. I mean, honestly, it doesn't look good. Does it?
So, Dan, I'm going to ask you to explain to the viewers, please, why people are mad about Boris. Because it's just a party. It was just a party. So you can explain to everybody why people in the UK are fuming about a certain number. Because a lot of people just go, don't understand why everyone's so angry that he just had a party, that was all. Can you please explain to the people who, you know, were refuting this and saying it's only a party, why everybody's so angry?
See, this is the thing. I mean, where do you start? It's only a party, but the thing is that people who have actually had things that are important to attend, they haven't been able to attend because of a government that has put in these restrictions in place. So, for example, as you said, a funeral is a perfect example. You know,
No one was allowed to attend at this point, by the way.
Absolutely. So at this point, that's an important point. So at this point in time, when this alleged party took place or gathering, whatever he wanted to call it.
I was about to say, come on, Dan, let's not get
sorry, I better not be slandering. Boris's gathering with his Eton Boys Brigade, whatever, when this allegedly took place, people in the UK weren't allowed to attend a funeral at all. Like, there was no exception. Like, you could have a family member die without you even being able to say your last goodbyes in hospital, or like I said, attend a funeral to mourn the passing of your family. That was how tight lockdown was then. So for people, specifically the government, who are physically putting these laws in place, to be having their own, and I say again, gathering, where it's okay, for it separates them even further from the people in, you know, the people of the country. So, I mean, we see sort of politicians and, you know, sort of like the 1% of the wealth of the country, how they live. This separates them even more. So not only have they got the riches and things that they have an easy life day by day, but now they don't even abide by the laws anymore that they themselves have put in place. That's why people are mad. And rightly so, the country should be mad. 100%. And people who aren't mad, you know, you should be mad 100%.
Yeah. Can we just point out as well, as Dan just said, that at this point, guys, it wasn't the restrictions that we know. It wasn't even the attending. It was, without exception, like Dan said, no one can attend a funeral. These are your family member was dying in a care home. You couldn't even knock on the door. You wasn't allowed in. If you couldn't even go to hospital. Can you remember that one? You couldn't go to hospital. There was actually, I had to put a news report out that if you needed emergency, that you can attend by yourself, but nobody else could come with you. It was that restriction. And at that point, they decided to announce this on the news, but they've already arranged social gatherings or a party, whatever you want to say, you know. And the fact is that you've got groups that I believe they're called the COVID, you know, the relatives and, you know, guardians of people who've died of COVID. They're trying to state that, because they're looking for obviously compensation from the government with how they handled it. They definitely should get as much money as they can with the shocking, you know, state of affairs if this absolutely is true as well. But yeah, that is why people are so infuriated. Not because people got laid off their jobs. You know, can you remember that? People was getting made redundant left, right, and centre.
Furlough. Oh, absolutely. Well, businesses were closing. Businesses were closing left, right, and centre as well. So
I got made redundant myself at this point.
Exactly. You know? See, there you go. That's it. You know, so for people like yourself losing a job over it, whereas, you know, people who, and I know I've already said it, but so people who are already separate from, I don't know, say us working class kind of see these people as being completely separate to us because they live a completely different lifestyle. They're separating themselves further because they don't even have to abide by the laws that they've put in, which is forcing you to lose a job. Do you know what I mean? It's just,
it's speechless. Speechless,
honestly.
Mate.
Yeah,
speechless.
Honestly. It's hard for me to get across how angry, I feel that people should be.
You can hear in your voice. Yeah,
I mean, coming from myself, mate, I'm in a wheelchair. I had a car crash a couple of years ago. So I've seen this whole pandemic from the side of now someone who's newly disabled. And it's, mate, it's bizarre. So, like, there's genuine, like, treatments that even, I mean, I don't like to moan about this sort of stuff, actually, because, you know, it's my sob story. I'd rather keep it to myself. But there's treatments, for example, that I would have had if there wasn't a pandemic going. So it's almost as if the NHS turned into a COVID service as opposed to a health service. That isn't me bashing the NHS one iota. What I'm talking about is the fact that the NHS couldn't handle what was happening with the COVID.
Exactly.
And that isn't their fault. This is the government who is fucking putting us in these positions in the fucking first place. So there's people, you know, there's people losing jobs over this. There's people who aren't getting the treatment they deserve because of this, me being one of them. So I've seen this from a slightly different angle.
Simple procedures that you may require.
Absolutely. But so absolutely. So, you know, I'm coming at it from that side of things as well. There is a whole community of people who didn't receive, far worse off than me, by the way. I'm talking about people who needed, you know, medical emergencies, for example. Yeah, exactly. Who couldn't receive that care. Which brings us on, you know, I mean, that's... that'll take me on to
let go, Dan.
Exactly, all mate. Surgery. Full surgery, absolutely. Communities are going without basic fucking care that they've had since however far back do you want to go? Do you know what I mean?
The homeless was cleared off the street,
mate.
You know,
honestly, it baffles me when people don't understand, like how angry when people are angry and then people don't understand that it doesn't even, it just doesn't make sense. You know, it's How people can't be passionate and angry about this is beyond me, because it's affecting
I think it's
every
because
person.
People don't understand. I really do. People do not understand the severity of what is happening. They're just thinking, you just had a party. I don't understand what the big deal is. If you could picture yourself at that time and what you was doing, you know, don't forget people stuck in a domestic abusive relationship and they couldn't leave their house.
Yeah, imagine. Oh, mate, imagine that. Yeah, it, absolutely. Imagine the danger that some people will have been put in.
Yeah.
You know, imagine the danger. Mate, 100%.
And someone's there eating cheese and wine at a party.
Yeah.
And a social gathering.
With not a care in the world when they've literally put people in this situation, right?
You had aspects of like MPs as well. I don't know if you can remember it. They're going on trains knowing that they've had COVID at the time, going from Scotland to Westminster and, you know, infecting dozens of people as well, more than likely. I mean, I can't confirm they infected them, but, you know, it's obviously likely.
Yeah, but the risk was there, right? And they took that risk, I'd say, pretty happily. You know, there wasn't... Obviously,
pre-jab
they did it,
as
right?
Well.
They did it.
Yeah.
Pre-jab, absolutely. That's important. This is things that are happening before we've even had a single vaccination in the UK. You know, these things... it just baffles you. These are people who we're supposed to see as... these are people...
Representing us.
100%.
That's what they are. 100%. That's what an MP is. An MP is supposed to be there to represent their community and
absolutely.
Their constituents. And I tell you something, they have done a shocking... The majority of... Not all of them, of course, you know, but the majority of them, you know, have not done their part. They really haven't, and they should be ashamed. And the thing is, I think it's crazy, the rules and regulations, that you have to wait for them to resign, you know.
That doesn't make sense at all, does it? It's a very archaic system, isn't it?
Yeah. Owen Paterson, I believe his name is, the guy who obviously, you know, legislated on two companies' behalves. We will do a segment on that, Dan, you and yourself, in regarding of that at a later point. And just going back to yourself, we are actually releasing Dan's podcast, guys. Him and himself, obviously, Will did by just explaining Dan's bit of story. So, you know, I hope you don't mind me obviously plugging that, Dan. You know,
no, of course not, mate. No.
You know, very brave, obviously, sharing your story with us. So, yeah, have a quick look at that video, guys. But, yeah, that is why I believe that people are not mad as they should be. Not because they don't understand, just because they don't know. I really do believe
absolutely.
That is why.
Well, people aren't being told. You know, I know it sounds like a very conspiracy theory quote to say, but, you know, people are, we just believe what the media tells us. But actually, that's what gets rammed down your throat. So people, you know, that is what we are told. That's what we're led to believe. And the problem is that, as you rightly said before, our own prime minister is an accomplished liar. So, you know, that puts us in a position where how can we trust people like that? Yeah. And when they have done these things that, they just seem to get pushed under the rug, but you know, it's going to get to a point where that can't happen. You know, people need to be mad about this. 100% people need to be mad about this. People need to speak out about this. Because at the end of the day, this is our country. It's not just theirs.
Of course. And the thing is as well, that scares me more than most is a lot of people are getting their facts from Facebook in regard to
Of course.
You know, and that's
terrifying.
Not just regarding. Yeah, it is terrifying. Can you remember when COVID first happened and they were just saying it's conspiracy due to 5G? Now, again, questions over COVID? Yes, there is, you know. However, you know, we'll never know the severity of it until this is over. And that's the issue, you know. I think
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
You did,
and I can't even help it, Jay. I'm sorry, but it's just, you know, yes, there's questions over the vaccination. There was questions over a fucking polio vaccination. Of course there was. You know, this isn't the first time that something has... They had to rush through to make a vaccination. Of course they did, because of the fucking global pandemic. You know, and like you said, people get this idea of silly things like, you know, the 5G conspiracy. Just a big Facebook thing. You know, people will believe that because Facebook is, for a lot of people, their one source of news.
Yes, It is. It really, really is.
It's dangerous. You
know, it's beyond dangerous. I look at aspects, especially what I do for a living, but people report that they don't watch certain news broadcasters just the fact of that they produce fake news, and then they'll be quoting YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Can I just point out, right, even though this is on YouTube itself, it's literally a podcast that myself, Dan, and, you know, obviously, well, we produce, right? We have literally, we have no journalistic knowledge. We try our best with, obviously, the information. However, we just make it, you know.
It's our opinions.
Because it's on YouTube, all because it's on YouTube does not make it a fact, okay? So if I go around exactly. and put YouTube on and just say the world is literally made from goats, nothing else. Because you found an article and a source on it doesn't mean that, you know, we are all called Billy inside. And you go, that sounds ridiculous. Exactly. That's how ridiculous it is.
But the issue is, you're absolutely spot on, because anyone can write something on Facebook, or not just Facebook. I shouldn't be slating Facebook, you know, as much as I am, perhaps, because any platform.
It's true.
But people will read it, and people will, you know, you could just, oh, yeah, well, I read somewhere that someone said this, and all of a sudden, that's taken as a fact, and you've got to be so careful. And these days, I think it's so easy.
Facebook, it was just a ground. It was supposed to be Friends Reunited. That's all that Facebook was. It was about finding your old basic school friends. It wasn't to get media information from. However, I do like that people share it, especially, you know, it's a great design. It's the best and worst thing about the internet, Facebook.
Absolutely spot on. No, absolutely. You know? Social media is, whether we like it or not, is a massive tool for us to use, and for it to use us in a certain way. But yeah. And whether we like it or not, that is something that's very powerful in our sort of existence now. It is. There's no two ways about it, right? But what we are getting at is that it's so easy for some people to read something and just take it as truth because, I saw it on Facebook. And because they don't want to look at other fake news channels, right? It doesn't make any sense. But it's so easy to read into things and just take it as truth, whereas you don't know the motive behind whoever's saying that.
Yeah, I do find a lot recently, especially, that I remember a lot of it when people were stating that masks don't work in regard of COVID. Now, can I just point out to the masses that the mask situation in the world isn't going to resolve COVID. It is just to help to potentially reduce the risk. That's the only reason that people ask you to wear a mask, you know. And can I just point out that when people say, you know, you've got to have the jab or et cetera and follow the rules because, you know, and they want to put tracking in, et cetera, in you. Can I just point out that we all have mobile phones? It's already got GPS tracking on there, and we all know that more than likely the public government listens to our phone calls.
Of course.
All your rights and freedoms are already being tracked by your mobile device.
Of course, you know? I mean, and they have been for the last 20 years. You know, and you know, just ask your Alexa if she's a Korean spy. But you know, just carry on with that. You know, like, but I mean, like, this is, but you know, when you were saying before, mate, sorry to like double back, but you know, when you were saying before, no, it was Willie was saying before about people who are anti-vax, who, and he sort of made a sort of almost a stereotype about the type of people who are, you know, reading into it as a conspiracy. Again, you know, the technology that we already have has the ability to record every single thing we do. So you already, you know, your rights, or well, rights in inverted commas, as you say, that you think are going to get violated by a COVID jab, they're getting violated right now. If you say the word McDonald's next to your phone, I guarantee that you'll come up with an advertisement on your Facebook for Uber Eats or Just Eat in the next few scrolls down. Because
I'm pretty sure
that's how it works.
It will actually happen now. It will happen now on my phone.
Probably mine too. Honestly, I'm fairly certain.
And my TV don't get me wrong,
I'm not an expert, but it happens. I swear it happens, right? So, like, you know, things have been recorded whether you like it or not. So a vaccine isn't going to make that any worse, I don't think. And if it does, then I'll hold my hands up and apologise, you know, a few years down the line when they tell me that that's what happened. But I really doubt it's going to make it any worse than what it already is.
That's a very good point. We already give up enough freedoms already in regards of advertisement. You look at it, when you go on a website and you just press accept all cookies, that is letting somebody...
Yep.
You know, you can go more options and reject them all, which everybody should do, can I just point out? But that's giving them information stating that we can literally, you're accept. If they rebranded it and didn't say cookies and just said tracking on there, we would all press reject on it, right? But because it sounds cool and sweet and, oh, cookies is nice, cookies are breadcrumbs stating that we are going to track your information for, you know, for our record. But yeah, 100%. They're just collecting data for us to sell, essentially.
If you're worried, if that, by the way, for anyone who is listening, is the one reason that you are worried about having your vaccine, then I can put your mind at rest that isn't, you know,
the vaccine probably won't. About.
Yeah, I was going to say the vaccine probably won't make you that, you know, you lose any more privacy than you've already lost by, I don't know, signing into YouTube. Or Facebook, right? Yeah. So, and that's not me trying to push the vaccine on anyone. Please don't think that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just trying to say that, for all the sort of the conspiracy side of things, with, you know, the 5G conspiracy and things like that, you know, when you actually look into it, you know, it's already happening way before COVID happened anyway. So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, it really, really is, mate. And the problem is, in regarding of it, we gave so much freedoms away already, you know, have the day-to-day life to be one of the powerhouses of the West, that we don't have it anymore. You know, you go down to London, we do live in Big Brother now. And I'll tell you something,
absolutely.
If you want to spy on me, you're more than welcome to, because I've got to be one of the most boringest people in the world. I'm telling you now.
This is exciting as my day gets.
Yeah, literally.
Doing this
literally,
right now, bro.
This is it. This is our standard. But yeah, no, the issue is, in regard of the COVID vaccinations, is I do genuinely believe you should have a choice, okay? If you want it or not, for religious purposes, for whatever. And like Will was saying before, the main people who don't have vaccines throw it down your throat that they're not having the jab and they couldn't. And I don't like it when people put their opinions out there so others may, you know, follow suit. If you don't want the jab, that's fine. But let's be honest, it's not for us. It is for people who are at risk. Okay?
Yeah.
And you have a couple of opinions. The main one is that you can be that aspect of where you go, I don't care about anything or anyone. They've had enough chance. If they die, they die. Can I point out Boris Johnson did also state that let the bodies pile up. He actually said that, you know, is a guy
right
who gets stuck. Oh yeah, that's a guy who gets stuck on a zip line, you know, at the Olympics and goes, oh, look how silly he is. Like Dan said earlier, he's a very dangerous person. This is a man that Dominic Cummings come out and said that, you know, he will have these big ideas, but he won't read any of the small print. He just hasn't got the attention span. He hasn't got the intelligence to do it. He just goes, let's level up.
Well, Cummings said he's literally unqualified.
Yes.
Like those were the, I'm not going to say the exact words, but yeah, that is what was said. He is unqualified to be doing this, you know, and that's a scary prospect because let's face it, the Prime Minister of our country that's a powerful place to be. In Western society, you know, we're like you rightly said, we're a big player within Western society, and it's a big, big position to have. And it's scary that he is in that position, in my opinion, by the way. You know, again, everyone should have the right to their own opinion on what they think of our Prime Minister. In my opinion, scary that he is our Prime Minister.
Yeah,
that's my way of looking at it.
See, we'll go on to this again at another point because I do want to do segments on it. So eventually what we will do is instead of just having an hour long podcast, we will be breaking this up to clips for people so you can listen to it at your point, you know. So we'll try our best not to double back on aspects of it. But this is a man who got fired from a newspaper as editor for lying, you know, or a journalist.
Outright lying.
Yeah, outright lying, just blatantly lying, he got fired. This is a man who resigned at principle as a foreign minister under Theresa May over the EU regulations. And the fact is that he said, no, I can't do it anymore. This is a man who got more years for a woman in Iran who got accused as a spy. And he was there to go over and free her and actually got her, I believe, 5 more years in prison. This is what he's a dangerous man to have. You know, you'll think, oh, it's funny. You know, that woman's family isn't laughing.
No.
You know, on a serious note.
That's the thing, isn't it? It isn't funny. No.
This is a man.
Because people's lives get affected.
A man who said all gay people are bum boys in tank tops. Yeah,
tank top bum boys. That was the exact quote, wasn't it? Which, the
man,
you know, I mean.
A man who's saying that Muslims, you know, do essentially refer the burqa on. You know, how do you like it going through a post box, you know, a letterbox?
I mean,
it's exactly the same. How can you get away with this?
No, absolutely. How can you be in the position that you're in now, having said
any of that?
I mean, it baffles me. Do you know?
People resign for less.
Absolutely. People are forced out for less. I mean, this is the prime minister of a very multicultural
forget
country.
What party he's from. Forget
it doesn't
even
matter.
He's a politician.
Just a man in general.
If we
absolutely.
Said that, if you said that, Dan, you would be hunted down in the street, mate.
100%.
Really,
if I said, you know, if I said that in public, no matter who I am, you know,
that's
I said
not being
that,
a snowflake.
No, that's not being a snowflake. Because if you're okay to say that about a group of people, then, well, A, you're a prick, but B,
it's discrimination,
people,
surely.
100%, of course it is. Yeah. Of course it is.
You should get arrested.
I know, don't get me wrong. You know, people can have your opinion, but keep your fucking opinion to yourself if you're going to offend someone, because someone's going to get offended, and rightly so. You know, he's quite easily offended an entire religion for a start. It's quite a big one. Calling homosexual people, you know, tank top bum boys, you know, that's an entire sexual orientation. You know, that's an entire group of people. You can't offend people like that when you're in a position of
funny hair, mate. It's fine.
Yeah,
he's
he looks
funny
like
hair, and he talks
exactly.
Yeah.
And he doesn't mean it, does he? He's just bumbling. Not a fucking point.
Yeah, I mean, he talks about Peppa Pig world. It's funny, you know. It's funny.
Oh,
he's,
mate, honestly, it's...
look, very dangerous man. We keep saying it for a reason, guys. This is a man who resigned from principle as the EU lead, you know, sorry, as the foreign secretary, got 5 more years for the woman in Iran. Yet he then demoted himself, turned into a backbencher, and everybody thought he ruined his political career. Then he had 2 backroom staff. That was it. It was just a normal backbencher. Everyone thought he was ruined. Never underestimate Boris Johnson ever. He came back ruthlessly. I mean, just talk to Michael Gove for what he did. He destroyed him. Yeah. And now he's the prime minister easily. You know, he destroyed Theresa May's career intentionally, you know, on purpose to get the job. And he's going to go out, I believe, the way he got in, by backstabbing people. And now when you get to a job by backstabbing people, Dan, this is literally you reap what you sow, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? His own party, especially in the north, when he was going, we're going to give you all upgrades, essentially, and become a northern powerhouse because, you know, you lent our vote to the Tories. They don't need the Tories don't need the north. They never needed the north. And what happens is they underfund them, so the south gets more money. They can't afford for, you know, to keep them votes. They can't. It's just all fake promises. And that's why you'll see the MPs in the north revolt.
Yeah.
And that's what's starting to happen.
And again, rightly so, 100%.
And this is why we revert back to our initial conversation of the so-called parties, you know. So the aspect of it is that, you know, all the people in the north and their constituents will go, you know, your guy has lied as the Conservatives. We can't trust you going back to Labour. And when someone is in threat of their own seat, that is when the Conservatives notoriously go after each other. You saw it with Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, God, yeah. I can guarantee. I mean, that that party right now is a cesspit of backstabbing, hatred. I mean, I imagine, you know, the top places in that party, they all hate each other, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because they all want everyone else out. Because they all know they're all backstabbers, don't they? Like, that's how it works. Yeah.
Do you know what it does? Do you know, what's it? Sunak, do you know the Chancellor?
Yeah.
He puts tall MPs around him so he looks small. Do you know that? Because the thing is because he is so favoured by the nation that he wants him to make him look weak. So if he looks strong, you know, that his own party would potentially turn against him to get him, you know, to have Sunak. So what he does is he goes around and makes him look like an idiot. And you're thinking, if that is how you're treating your own... There's three important jobs, right? And that is Chancellor, Home Secretary, Foreign Minister, obviously, right? And any of them basically given as potential future leaders of the party. So what he's done is made them all look like idiots, essentially, so they haven't got a chance at overthrowing him. Who would do that? Do you not think... Can you imagine that? You know, you've got a football club and you're going, you know what, right? That left back, I'm just going to, you know, get the ball and just put it in the other direction so he can't do anything. Because that way, you see, you know, I don't want him to be a good footballer. Forget if it makes me look bad, but, you know, I just don't want him to look good.
Yeah. And but this is what people don't see, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realise. And this is exactly what you said. You can't ever underestimate the cunning of him.
Yeah, you know, he's Mr. Fox.
Yeah, absolutely. And people just see him as a, like you said, a bumbling idiot with shitter. And you know, he falls over and he bit of an entertainer and he, you know, spears into kids when he plays touch rugby. You know, it's funny.
Yeah,
well, it is funny, but it would be if he wasn't the leader of our actual country.
The Sun put on the internet, right, a couple of days ago, because obviously he's in so much trouble, and the Sun obviously want him to have, you know, get the people back on side. They did, I believe, 4 minutes of Boris, you know, Boris best bits, they called it. Wow. And like you said, it's got him going through the zip line, him doing touches and everything, you know, talking about Peppa Pig World and, you know, all these so-called funny bits. And you look at him and go, they're not, man, this guy is, you know, please, realize it is a gimmick. This is not him. You know, this is a man who cheated on his wife. You know,
absolutely. And he got sacked for that as well, because he lied about the affair.
It's
you know what I mean? Like it mounts up. Like when you actually look into how on earth this, it baffles me when I actually think about like how is he our prime minister?
I would love
he is. The truth is, he is.
I want, if people have obviously continue listening to our podcast up to this point, please comment below, because I would love you to see if, as the nation, can you please state to us if you believe he's divided or actually made us stronger together? Because if you remember, I would love to see what general listeners would think, just because, you know, there's a lot of people go, you're just a hater. You guys are just Boris haters. I'm really not. You know, I want him to succeed, because when he succeeds, we all succeed. And the thing is...
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I take a very similar stance when it comes to politics. I'm very much... how can I put this without saying something on the fence? I would support any leader who, regardless of party, and this is genuine, who does the right stuff. Like, it is literally that simple.
Yeah.
So, for example, I would put myself on the scale of politics as not being conservative. That's the best way I can put it. I don't particularly support a lot of the policies that come with a conservative government. So yeah, I suppose maybe
you're trying to say that you don't want your benefits cut as a disabled person. You're silly, you are. How dare you?
Exactly. Silly, needy disabled boy. But mate, the point is, mate, if we had a leader who wasn't going to fuck the country up to the extent that it's happening right now, then I'd be quite happy to support them. But right now, mate, it's a very shitty state of affairs.
I know people, genuinely know people, who are disabled and they support the aspects of what Boris does. And I'm thinking he's trying to cut your benefits as a disabled person. Why would you vote for him? Because he's funny. He's got no policies that help you at all.
No,
none.
Absolutely.
This is a man who's half the police force. You go out and there is one police officer because we all got told we was in austerity. You know, yeah, there's cardboard cutouts of the police officer in shops now.
It's
crazy.
And I guess, to be fair, Jay, it's probably something we could do a whole podcast on austerity, surely.
And we will do that.
But just to basically agree, you are absolutely spot on. And I think perhaps a lot of people that are our age who do, for example, support Boris as a figurehead, or not just Boris, but the Tory party in general, I actually think, and I don't know what you think about this, I'd be curious to know, I think a lot of that comes from, for example, who mummy and daddy have voted for.
Yes, of course. It is.
Do you know what I mean? But it just seems that now people don't really have their own opinion other than what they read on Facebook. And it seems to stem from, so it's either what the media tell you, which is obviously going to be pro-government, or it's what mummy and daddy have voted. Well, we voted for the Conservatives in the 90s. Yes, of course you did, dear, because you wanted your fucking conservatory because you were middle class. So do you see where I'm coming from? I don't think people have... Right. You double glazed and you wanted to buy your council house. I don't think a lot of people have got their actual own understanding, and they're actually going on a Conservative party from back in the 1990s. This isn't the 1990s. This is a completely different fucking time. And our country is in a real state because of that. And I just want people to open their eyes perhaps a little bit.
I would absolutely love people to comment below and see.
I would. I really would. And I'm more than happy to accept any criticism on my points. Absolutely. But I'd like to know what people do think, whether we have become more divided or the opposite, and we have actually become closer as a country. It would be really interesting. I'd like to see that.
At one point, I really did think he cracked it when he obviously he got elected, you know, by a landslide, can I point out?
Yeah, absolutely.
He got elected by a landslide, and this is, I believe, the first time ever in history that a party had to rely on the opposition to get through a policy, you know, with Labour's help after such a heavy defeat. And that's how much his own party is going against him, you know. But, you know, you've got to think just shortly before you answer in the comment section in regarding of if he's united or divided us. I'll give you two sides of it and interrupt Dan if you can remember any points on either side. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
So the first one is he obviously brought us together. So that's from the EU vote. That is literally how he got into power, I believe. So we was all divided. You was either out of Europe or in Europe. At that point, we was obviously out when he got elected. And there was no essential, you know, EU agreement. He did eventually get one because he was literally bombarding, obviously, Theresa anyway. Disagreeing with every single contract that she put up. So, you know, we eventually got out of Europe, you know, which united a lot of people, because even if he was, you know, wanted to remain, you respected the vote and, you know, you respected the vote and you agreed that, you know, it needed to be resolved. So that was done. That united a lot of people, you know, it got people together. In regards to COVID, in the first aspects of it, you know, even though he was having, you know, a social gathering and we didn't know that, you know, we had clap for carers that come political eventually, you know. But, you know, a whole people caring about each other and loving each other and, you know, trying to help your elderly neighbour if you wanted anything from the shop.
Yeah, exactly.
And the doorstep and going, you know. That part of it, I thought, like, you know, he brought the country a lot together. Now, I'm going to talk about the divides quickly, and I'm not going to try to go into it hard, okay? So we've talked about vaccines already in detail of stating that if you're pro or against, I do believe I know you're going to sound, guys, I know you're going to think this is unfair, but I think it is the government's doing, don't you, Dan? They have made this our issue. That's the thing. So they've literally let, you know, no liability on themselves. So that is their fault. Okay. So the divide of if you're pro or against vaccine, if you're pro or against China, if you're pro business, or, you know, if you're pro workers' rights, Black Lives Matter, you know, you saw that on the news and they're breaking lockdown legislation. All lives matter, or Black Lives Matter, you know, social gatherings. There's so many things that I can't. I mean, can you think of any more just quickly on the top of your head, Dan? That, you know, could be the divide factor, you know, nurses, you know, hospitals.
I was about to say just workers in general.
HS2,
huge, huge divide. And God, yeah, absolutely.
If you like him or not, little things like that, it divides the country. And I just love to know, like, you know, what people think. Are we more united or are we more divided? You know, myself, I'm literally, I know what we've just said, but I think I have to just go back to the period of under Theresa, which I'm going to try to judge it against. Under Theresa, we was very divided, but the Black Lives Matter handled what he did was atrocious, really was. Yep. And the fact of when he tried to take Marcus Rashford down, you know, and then at the end tried to give him an award. I don't think people realise he got his own backbenches to go after Rashford, saying he's a spoiled little footballer. The man grew up in poverty and he turned it around. You know, it's not his fault. It should be the government's, you know, reason to do it. But, you know, that's my own personal opinion. So before we actually wrap this up, because, you know, we have been literally going on massive tangents all night again.
Yeah, change, sorry.
You know,
my bad.
Sorry, guys. I would love to know, absolutely love to know. Dan, what do you think currently in regarding of the state of the country? I know it's a big question to ask, but, you know, how do you feel yourself?
I think with it being such a broad question, I'll give it a broad answer, and quite a simple one, actually. Just that my own feeling, which isn't, I've lost a lot of pride in our country. And
is that
because
of the Euros?
Well, yeah, just
we shamed ourselves with that. Oh, my, wow,
yeah. Well, that's definitely a topic for another day. Do you know what though? Just in general, with if we're going to keep it towards sort of the politics side of thing, I'm English, but I'm actually half Irish, and but I don't take pride in. To say that I'm in the country that I live in right now, because I think that it genuinely is an absolute shambles. And I can't think, going over, you know, the pride that we once had as a nation, I think has very much gone dry. And that is a damn shame, because we have always been, you know, England's an island nation. It's always been a proud nation of what it does, and I don't think it is so much now. And I think people are very. I agree with you. I think people are very divided. And I think I don't think there's been 100%. And there was that little brief period, you mentioned it, when lockdown first started or whatever, when the COVID first broke out. There was that little period where people came together a little bit, and like you said, look after your elderly neighbours or that sort of thing, and tried to help each other. And that was something that was very special. And now that's all gone very sour, I feel.
Feels like it's us versus them, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just? Absolutely.
And it's
rich versus poor. Not poor, but you know what I'm getting at. There feels like there's a divide between the classes more than there has been for a long time, mate. And that almost as if there's a lot of... there's a lack of respect coming from our government towards us as people. And I think that I don't think that people, I don't think it's going to be long before people really start to realise that. It's a damn shame, mate. It's a really damn shame to say, to sort of say the state of the country that we call, or, you know, that we call home at the end of the day. I mean, where do you stand?
Myself, I thought of so many things then as you was talking. I remember Euro 2020, where the country was so again, so close. And then I really thought we was on the edge of breaking through things. Sterling got so much racial abuse, and then the whole country just gathered around him, protecting him and loved him as a national hero. And then at the end of the tournament, we're all going back to seeing he's shy again. And, you know, it's, and then this, I went to the England versus Germany match, right? And I was so proud of us. And then when we started booing that little girl that people make memes of, and a minority of fans, the things they were saying, because I was there, the things they were saying to visiting German fans was disgusting. It was absolutely vile. And I did say something to them fans, but I tell you something, it's very hard when you've got 1,000 people in front of you and you're trying to say, guys, can you not, you know?
No, I'm with you.
It's very hard. But we boo other people's national anthems, and I don't know why we do that. It's just so disrespectful. And if someone did that against ours, we'd go mental. But we do it for everybody else.
But they
do,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if we find it funny or something. That's the only thing I can think of. But it's just, it's a hard one. I'm proud that we all come together for Euros. I'm just sad how it ended.
Definitely.
I really am. I remember looking at Facebook, for instance, again, Facebook, there really needs to be regulations on regarding of this. And I'm not, please understand that me and Dan aren't dissing you guys who read, quote it. I believe it's Facebook's responsibility, and the government should have legislation on them to protect people, because people do need protection from themselves sometimes. And the fact is, if you're getting your information from there, you shouldn't. And it's not, you know, you shouldn't be able to do that, because people are, you know, do believe everything. So there needs to be new government regulations. It shouldn't be up to Facebook to govern itself. We should be governing it.
Absolutely.
It's literally an entity. So we're not, and people we're not should, seeing it to them.
No, and you're absolutely right, mate. And people who, and it's also the responsibility, I feel, of content creators like exactly. ourselves. Like we've openly said, this is mine, Jay's, and obviously Will was here earlier. This is our opinion. Yeah, but there are a lot of people who don't create content responsibly, and they don't do that. They do the exact opposite of that, in fact. And that's really fucking wrong. And there should be legislation against that. Because they not should. Everyone, you know, is going to take the time to... You know, people do take things literally, and people need to be really... Like, it's the responsibility of people who are saying these things as well, surely. And that doesn't happen. So like Jay said, neither of us here at all are trying to sort of call out people and saying, you shouldn't listen to anything on Facebook. All we're saying is just that things should be questioned a little bit, and that maybe don't take everything so literally. Have a think, maybe look into it yourself. Do your own research, right?
Yeah, you don't need to be that guy as well where someone's got a point and, you know, you've corrected and then you've carried on. Don't be that guy. No one likes that guy.
No one likes that guy at all.
No.
I've been that guy, and I don't even like that guy. No, absolutely right. You don't need to be a knob about it.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day. And you know, people make mistakes. People say the wrong thing. I am one. I've really fucking said the wrong thing a lot of times in my life, and I hold my hands up for that. You know, own your mistakes, but you don't be that fucking guy.
Yeah.
You didn't actually put your apostrophe in the right place. Just fuck off, mate. No one needs that guy.
And also, they don't even care about said subject. You know,
it's literally just to troll.
Just correct people.
Just to troll.
Correct people. You know.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
Dan and myself said, these are just our opinions, guy. Don't take it to heart. We're just having a debate. We're opening the discussion up, you know.
Exactly. Like you said, right, you know, if you've got an opinion, we'd love to hear it. Put it in the comments. Absolutely. You know, it's nice to hear other people's opinions because it's interesting. And that's something that is missing a lot in today's society. People talk at other people, but they don't actually get that discussion going, right?
Yeah,
and it's nice to hear other people's
opinions. Very good point. Very good point. I'm going to end on that note because that is 100% true. We should listen to each other, you know, have a discussion, not dictate. Absolutely. You know, the two kind of people, you have dictators and interviewers. Interviewers are people who ask questions and listen. Dictating is, this is my opinion and that's it. Don't be a dictator, guys. No one wants them, you know. There's a reason why we boot them out of our history books.
Absolutely right.
Listen, guys, if you want to come on the show, just give us a message, you know. Myself, Dan, even Will, we're starting to make merch, guys. We really need you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're over 100 now. I'm so buzzing that we're there. We need to get to 1,000.
Yeah, we need to start pushing this. And we will bring more content too. We'll hold up our end of the bargain too. I promise you that.
And so we're going to commit, right? Even if it's just me and Dan, we're going to commit to at least an episode a week, okay?
Absolutely.
We've been off it. I will admit it. We need to up our game. We've had things going on, all of us. We all work very, very, very hard in one way or another. And, you know, we've had family issues one way or another. You know, I'm just so thankful that that's it as well. I totally do apologize. Look, we are so grateful for the people who've helped us make this. You know, the donations have been amazing, have they
not,
Dan?
No, thanks so much.
We couldn't do this. We couldn't do this without you, seriously. Dan Watson, Mr. Watson even, can't even get my words out of here. Thank you. You know, Brown, Joanne Brown, I believe. I think that's one of your friends, Dan.
Just thanks to all of you. Because
it means the world.
We really enjoy doing this, and it means a hell of a lot. So that's a heartfelt thank you, believe me. And we will really start pushing some more content because we've enjoyed doing it, guys. So thanks so much to all of you.
The cost costs so much. It sounds silly, but when you get to a certain standard doing this, it costs so much money. It really does. We love doing it. It just helps that bit of financial support. It really, really, really does. And eventually, we will be getting Patreon up and other little things. You know, I know it sounds silly, but even if it's a pound or two, it all helps.
Every little helps, mate.
It really does. And we're not doing it for the money. We're really not. We're just loving making content.
No, we're doing this to keep doing it. To sustain it, right?
Exactly.
And that's it. And just love doing it. Absolutely love doing it. So
And the more we get subs, and obviously the more we can do this full time. That is the end goal, to do this full time, to release content daily, you know, better as well. We're getting better mics, we're getting, you know, webcams, and it's just little things like having music in the background. Do you want it? Do you not?
Production value, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
absolutely. What you guys think is the most important thing to us. So any feedback you've got on anything that we do, by the way, you know, doesn't even have to be relevant to the specific topic of the video, just any feedback that, you know, can help us is relevant to us, believe me. And we appreciate it.
So the next one, like I was just saying earlier in the video, we're going to start clipping it up, guys. So I know, I get it. An hour is a very long time to listen. And I love you all, don't we, Dan, for the effort that they put, you know. Check out Murder Mysteries, also the football chat, wrestling chat. And also, we'll be going in different directions. The start of this is just seeing what works and what doesn't. That is the main thing. So I know our channel's all over the place currently. But, you know, we're getting there, guys. It's just, you know, thanks for being here at the start of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because it's you guys who are going to help us get to where we want to bring the channel. At the end of the day, we're kind of just putting those feelers out there for what content we like to do, what you guys like and what works, lads, as Jay said. So, you know, it's the early days. And like you said, going in different directions, but the more directions we can go in, the more content we can bring out for those, you know, for each thing. So it might be a bit of chaos, but it's organized chaos. I promise you that.
Exactly.
And it is going in a direction that we want it to go in. So yeah, like you said, we appreciate you know, you guys been here from the start, and you know, thank you very much for that. And just
our
stick with us.
They're crazy. They really are. You know, we have no right to be getting over 2,000 views on some videos. No right, but we do because of you, literally. Still, when we say if you could subscribe, it makes a difference. Because we're at the start, literally, every single subscribe.
Every single sub.
Every
single subscribe
makes such a difference, seriously. The fact that when you share, like, and comment below, it makes a difference. It
every
does
little bit
algorithm.
Makes a difference to the algorithm,
it really
exactly.
It does. YouTube's such a funny scenario. And again, thank you for literally helping us with our training wheels. Now, Dan, I'm going to ask something, mate, and I want you to hopefully echo it. We want people to let us know what topics they want us to cover, okay?
Yep, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely something that's good, especially, well, for example, obviously me and Will, I've come from doing the, you know, the murder podcast with Will. So things like, you know, if there's something specific that you'd like us to cover, that sort of thing is, you know, we'd love that. And with this podcast that we're starting here with this sort of like, you know, current affairs, if there's something you want us to cover within that, just let us know. You know, we're not past trying anything out. Why not?
Yeah. We're gonna be. I tell you what, it's a massive hit currently. It's conspiracy theories. We'll be doing looking into that again. I know you want it. We'll push
it. I'd happily do that. Happily do that. To be fair, mate, I'll jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, exactly. Just I don't know why. I don't get it, but people love it. People absolutely love it, and the conspiracy aspect of it. So, yeah, anything from, you know, the Middle East oil and wars and everything to, you know, 5G, let us know what you want us to cover, guys.
Yeah,
you know,
and we'll cover it.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay to talk about football. I don't mind talking about football on this channel, but the aspect is so many people are doing it, you know. That's the hard aspect of it. And we don't want to just be a one-channel topic. We want to cover as many things as we humanly can. We really do. And just see what you guys want us to do. But I think current affairs literally always does the best for us. So, I mean, currently, that's what we're at the stage at the moment. Boris has obviously apologised today. We'll find out if it was a party or a social gathering. And hopefully we'll get our channel there and took off us due to the fact of being sued.
Censorship.
Censorship. We love it. We love friendship. But yeah, no, we'll have Will again, you know, and everything. But yeah, let us know below. From myself, good night. And from you, Dan.
Yeah, good night, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure, Jay. Thank you very much. And thank you very much to all of you. And hopefully, we'll be chatting to you soon.
Yeah, exactly. At the same time, you know, next week, potentially. You know, if not before, we'll be releasing one once a week. So, yeah, on to next one. Take care, guys, and have a great night.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
And remember, stay safe.